From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Bedia reporting. The UN Security Council has condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch as a grave violation of previous council resolutions and threatened further significant measures. Ukraine's ambassador Volodymyr Yelchenko is this month's council president.
As you know, Security Council approved the press statement on ballistic missile launch by DPRK on 11 February 2017, which inter alia emphasizes the importance of full compliance with the relevant Security Council resolutions, as well as working to reduce the tensions in Korean Peninsula and beyond. During the consultations, members of Security Council were unanimous in condemning the recent ballistic missile launch conducted by Pyongyang.
At a White House news conference Monday, President Donald Trump called North Korea and its nuclear missile programs a big problem and vowed to deal with the matter strongly. The North described the latest missile as a surface-to-surface medium-to-long-range type, a new type of strategic weapon system using a mobile launcher. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said it appeared to be powered by a solid fuel engine.
That's quite a development. That's important because that makes a missile much easier to launch quickly.
The North has boasted it's in the final stage of preparing to test an intercontinental ballistic missile, but has yet to test one. The U.S. Defense Department condemned the test, repeated that the U.S. is prepared to defend itself against a ballistic missile attack. A Kenyan judge has ordered several officials of the National Doctors Union jailed for failing to end what the court called an illegal strike now more than 2 months old over pay and working conditions in public hospitals. The union demands a pay raise of up to 180%, a review of working conditions, job structures, promotions, and understaffing. The government says it can only afford a 40% hike. This is VOA News.